1, 2, 3.
It's time to take a look at today's top headlines.
This is the front page on the Morning Shift.
Surprise. All right, DeJounte Murray is now part of the Pelicans. And so in talking with their social media team, he gave an interview and discussed, you know, things about valuing players. Take a listen.
I value just playing the right way. And playing the right way is, you know, defense wins championships. Obviously, you got to score the basketball too, but just it's something for me, like when I know I'm playing defense, but also you got a group of guys playing defense, it's just something you can't teach. And the feeling of that is just knowing that we're competing on who's guarding the best guy, or you knowing that, you know, you got your teammates back, that's important. So, you know, I love defense, you know, but it's a team thing. You can have one guy playing defense or two and the rest not, and nothing happens. So, you know, I'm excited to come. Like I said, this group all competes. Everybody wants to defend. Everybody wants to share the ball. You know, I pay attention to everything.
First, I was going to say, he's not taking any digs, but then the last part of it.
Absolutely was, right?
Perhaps he was.
He was using some verbal judo.
The beginning, I was like, all right. And then the ending was not subtle.
I mean, nothing was subtle about anything he said all day. He said other stuff as well about how he's just a player. He's not trying to be a GM. He doesn't care about front office. Leave it to the front office. I mean, there was jab after jab, and I'm sorry, but if you're too obtuse to understand who he's talking about, then you know your head's buried up somewhere, and maybe it's a certain player's
Keister.
Bum. Because he took shot after shot at Trae Young. There's no other way to look at it. When you say playing defense is something you can't teach, what does that mean to you? That tells me that it's an effort thing and you've got to want to do it.
It's always an effort thing. And you can teach it somewhat, certainly.
Yeah, certainly. But positioning, whatever. But yes,
if you're athletic enough to create your own shot, you're athletic enough to move and play defense.
Guard somebody.
But you can't teach someone effort. You have to have want to. You can't take someone who doesn't want to work and say, oh, you've got to work, and make them. That's not how it works. That's just not it. That doesn't work, and it's not working here in our defense. He also talked about sharing the ball. I mean, what was that about? Do you think that was? I mean, I think that's the problem for me is I think Trae Young's one of the three best passers in the game of basketball.
Agreed.
But sharing the ball means more than just dishing it. It means not having to have it in your hands at every point, bringing it down the court when the ball doesn't go through you offensively. And some people know something that's what you know. Trae Young is the point guard. The ball should go through him. However, when you bring a guy in that you want, like DeJounte Murray, where you sign off on, where you have to go meet with before the move is agreed upon, and then you don't share the ball, I don't know how else to take those comments other than DeJounte Murray wasn't happy. I also read in what I think it was Adrian Wojnarowski's article on ESPN that Rich Paul, who is DeJounte Murray's agent, tried to get the Pelicans to trade for DeJounte Murray before last season.
Yeah.
Which tells me DeJounte Murray wanted out after one season in this organization.
Well, I guess to his credit, he wasn't complaining while he was still here.
Not openly. Because he's not a GM, as he said. He goes, yeah. I play basketball. I leave the front office stuff to the front office people.
You listening, LeBron? Okay.
Do you like a player leaving and then deciding to maybe peel back the curtain or say what his truth is?
Well, yeah, there's nothing wrong. It's probably in the way you do it. If you really sound completely bitter, maybe mute that a little bit. But no, it was perfectly appropriate. And it gives us something juicy to talk about, too, so I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Bring on the chaos.
I think John Collins last year did a...
He did it as well, but
Tiffany, he didn't do it as well as this.
Yeah.
He did it in his opening press conference and seemed extremely bitter, which...
I don't blame him.
I don't either. If I'd have been trade bait for 3 years and there was...
walking on eggshells. Am I going to walk in today and find out I've been traded?
And how many times did it come out when his time in the last 3 years of his tenure here that him and Trae didn't get along? And it was an open knowledge. So I don't block. DJ did it as classy and as well as you could do it, you know, like
I've always just liked him. I think there's a maturity about him. There's a wisdom, and he's a leader, too.